Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravi Maron, Amy Marasi, Sheyichyu, Lili Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha, Ben Reb Yosef, Maras Chana Bas Reb Yitzchak, Maras Alta Chana Bas Reb Meir Zev, Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Refuas, Shoshana Bas Sada, Elisheva Toba Basleya Genendel, Lerefuas, Ram Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're continuing our series of Shi'urim, giving over the Torah, as we understand it anyway, of Mar Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Hutner Zatzal. It says in the Pasuk in Jeremiah, a very famous pasuk, Jeremiah 2:2, Zacharti lach chesed neurayich ahavat klulotayich lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zru'a. I remember the chesed of your youth, God says to the Jewish people in the mouth of his prophet, the love of our marriage, going after me when you walked after me in the desert, in a land that wasn't sown, that wasn't planted, lo zru'a. Ve'en lechtech achrai ba'katuv, yechol yitparesh be'oto muvan, says the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, shel achrei Hashem Elokechem teilecho. Now as we're reading the pasuk, and we see, you walked after me in the desert. So can we say that we walked after, you walked after me? It's just like the pasuk says, in Dvarim, chapter 13, verse 5, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. Now, because Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, this means that La'achar Shera'u Panim, La'achar Shenitna Lehem Torah U'mitzvot, Az Telchu Acharav. When you saw God's face, so to speak, when you got Torah and Mitzvot, then you go after him. אם בדרך של מהו אפתה, אם על ידי מצוות, אם על ידי התחברות דרך תורה. So there are various ways of doing this. We could do imitatio di, where we are able to, or we try to follow in God's behavior, in his midos. We could do mitzvahs, we could learn Torah. So that's what it means, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, go after God, follow him, follow what he says, follow his ways. That's after we got to receive the Torah. But B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, before we had the Panim B'Panim of Matan Torah, what does it mean, Leleches Acharav? What does it mean to go after God? We don't know anything yet. We haven't gotten the Torah yet. So it can't be like Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, that we're following in his ways, we're keeping his mitzvahs. So that's one issue that we'd like to clarify. Also, we learn here that Halicha Zu Acharei, going after, relates to Chesed Ne'urayich and to Ahavas Klulosayich. So that's the Ne'urim, that's the Klulos. So what the marriage, the youth, so what we'd like to do here is explain the necessity of the tkufa of Neurayich and Klulosayich preceding Matan Torah and going with the Mahalach of Lechtech Acharei. The Ramban in Dvarim chapter 26 verse 15 writes that all the haftachos and the brisos to the avos about Eretz Yisrael, we don't find in them that they're called Eretz, that it's called Eretz Zavas Chalav Utvash. Isn't that interesting? You don't find Eretz Zavas Chalav Utvash in Sefer Bereishis. The first time you see Eretz Zavas Chalav Utvash is when we're talking about the generation of the 600,000 of the Shishim Ribo. Vdor Yotzei Mitzrayim. ובוודאי שראוי להתעורר, we definitely should be cognizant and aware of the fact and understand why it's not called the land flowing with milk and honey vis-a-vis the avos. What's wrong with milk and honey when it comes to the avos? We only start when it's when we're talking about afterwards, after when the Shishim Riba. The Sefer of the Ramchal is geboyt, is built on the price of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, who presents before us a ladder of growth in Avodah, and on every level he explains the ways to acquire this Aliyah, how to be Kona the Aliyah, how to go up the ladder. We have the ladder, not chutes and ladders, that was a part of our childhood maybe, but the Ramchal's ladder, based on the Talmud and Maseches Avodah Zarah. So we have this Sulam Aliyah, we have this ladder of growth, and we're taught what's going to destroy our Aliyah and what's going to enable our Aliyah. Aval b'midah shebarosh ha-sulam אומר שמגיע יחיד בעבודתו לשלב שאינו תלוי בעבודתו. Where when you get to the top of the ladder, he says that now you've gotten to a point where it's not telling your avoda anymore. And that's in the midah of Kedusha. In the midah of Kedusha, there is no longer a choice in a person's hand to whether or not he's going to be holy. So as the Mesillas Yesharim puts it so beautifully, Tchilata hishtadlut v'sofa gmul, Tchilata avoda v'sofa matana. It starts with hishtadlus and it concludes with gmul. It starts, meaning with God gives it to us as a gift, as payment. But first, you do your hishtadlus for kedusha. Tchilas avoda. It starts with hard work. V'sofa matana, and in the end, it's a gift. Ein hakinyan kula bidei adam dugmat shar hamidot. The kinyan of kedusha is dissimilar to other midos, in so far as that other midos are in your hand, but this midah of Kedusha, you want to be holy? That's a gift from God. Ukismach ledvarav umevi devrei chazal adam mekadesh atzmo lemata mekadeshin oto milemala. When a person sanctifies himself down below, they sanctify him from above. Adam mekadesh atzmo lemata mekadeshin oto milemala. You sanctify yourself down here, they sanctify you from above. V'yotzei mid'vrei haramchal shemalach ze hu hechreach v'hasagat midat haktusha. This mahalach is absolutely necessary when we talk about achieving kedusha. The only way to be kona kedusha is tchilas avoda, and then in the end, hopefully, sofo gemul. Aval be'otam devrei chazal, those words of chazal that the Ramchal invokes, that a person sanctifies himself down here, they sanctify him from above, we have two passages, two clauses. Adam mekadesh atzmo me'at, mekadshim oto harbe. Ze aleph. You sanctify yourself a little bit, you are sanctified from above, elat. Number two, mekadesh atzmo limata, mekadeshin oto milemala. When you are sanctified down here, you are sanctified from above. So we have two things. Number one, sanctify yourself down here, then they a little bit, then you're sanctified a lot. Sanctify yourself down here, and they sanctify you from above. Ubevadai, it's not saying the same thing twice. These are two different perspectives, and we have to distinguish between them, and we have to define the content of each one. And then we can understand מקומו המדויק של האמרה השנייה. Only by understanding both can we fully understand, obviously, the second one. Because from the Ramchal, it would seem that all we need is the second part, second clause, Mekadesh Atzmo Milamata, Mekadshenosu Milamala. And that would prove his Yisod. So how does this Mekadesh Atzmo Ma'at, Mekadshenosu Harbe fit in? So let's be Makdim, let's begin with the Ramban and the Pasuk, Zer Zahav Saviv, that the Shulchan has a crown. Bi'ul Soda Shulchan, Ki Birkat Hashem Me'et Briat HaOlam, Lo Tibare Yesh Me'ayin, Aval Olam Ki Minhago Noheg, Tichtiv, Vayar Elokim Et Kol Asher Asa, Vihine Tov Me'od. That the bracha of Hashem from the creation of the world is not something from nothing, but rather the world follows its natural course, as it says in the verse. This is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od. Hashem saw everything he had done, and it was very good. Aval kashir, so it's everything is good. Olam kemenhago noig. Aval kashir yiyeh sham shoresh davar. תחול עליו ברכה, הברכה, ותוסיף בו, כאשר אמר אלישע, הגידי לי מה יש לך בבית, וחלה הברכה לאסוך ומלאה את כל הכלים. ואליהו בקד הקמח לא קלטה, בצפחת השמן לא חסר. וכן השולחן ולחם הפנים, בו תחול הברכה, וממנו יבוא הסובה לכל ישראל. עד כאן מדברי הרמב"ן. Ramban אומר that God doesn't make new things. Hashem creates bracha. Hashem creates bracha where there is already an existing reality, an existing mitzvah. And Hashem, so to speak, builds on that. Hashem takes it from there. V'yar Elokim et kol asher asa, v'hine tov mo, the world is very good. And Hashem builds on that, and he brings rayas from the Navi. We see by Elisha, who added on to the shemen. She kept pouring the shemen, and it just kept going. That is a story that is told in the book of Kings 2, chapter 4, verse 2. Tell me what you have in the house. And fill up all your cup, but it has to start with a little bit of shemen. And Eliyahu, that's Malachim 1, chapter 17, that there was a karakemach, flour that didn't end, and the oil that wasn't lacking, no matter how much was taken, so that you see that the bracha is chal, the brachala, the bracha takes effect on an already existing reality. And so to the shulchan and the lechem apanim, that's the bracha, that's where the sova comes to the world. In other words, it starts with an existing table and the bread on the table, and that's what brings sova, that's what brings satiation to call Yisrael. V'haynu, שלא מדובר כאן כאילו יש גבול ומידה בכוחו של נביא לשנות הטבע, אלא מדובר בברכת השם מעת היות העולם לא תיברא יש מאין. It's not pshat that there is a limit to the koach of the Navi to change nature. Rather, pshat is that there is a bracha of Hashem from the creation of the world. There is no longer going to be something from nothing. There is no longer going to be yesh me'ayin. But rather, olam kemenhago noheg. The world follows the natural course of events. As it says in the pasuk, v'yar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov me'od. Meaning, that the bria mitzad atzma is tov me'od. It's filled with bracha. Like it says, b'shas ha'bria. And we can understand this by looking at the process of the sprouting of greenery vegetables. So you have this garin katan, you have this little nucleus, this little seed, and from that comes out a shefa of peros, it's mamash anes. If you think about it, I don't think I've ever personally witnessed, been there when someone planted a tree. But because growing up in Manhattan, people weren't planting so many trees. And in Israel, I spent most of my years in the Old City. Also, not so much tree planting there. Maybe I've seen that. I see Arabs working sometimes there. They're built little areas where they're planting, so maybe I have, but in general, it's a nice that you can put a little seed in the ground, and all of a sudden you can have all these fruits. Wow, it's mamash pele. And this bracha is hispashtus. That's minhago shel olam. You have the seed, and from that comes all the oranges, all the apples. And that's the tov mode of the bria. The tov mode means hispashtus atov. The tov is spread out, and that's the bracha. However, this original teva is nifgam al yidei oto ma'aseh shikvotov nigzar kotz v'daldal tatzmiach lach. So after the sin of Adam, now we have thorns and thistles that are growing, and the bracha of the world has also an element of chisaron, of kilkul, that things are messed up. According to the Ramban, we learn a chiddush, right? Things are messed up because now not everything just goes smoothly as we'd like it to, because kotz v'dar dar tatzmiach lach. According to the Ramban, we learn a new yisod, that the pula v'alisha is not just an inyan of a mofes of shinui teva levad, ela shebekan haya kocho shel alisha tzurik sushtelen. What is it, tzurik sushtelen? Lachzir et ha-tov me'od ha-mekori shel ha-bria. He's bringing us back to the tov me'od, that all the shefa comes from what already exists. So that's what Elisha's doing. That's the way it's supposed to be. We have quotes for Dar Dar Tatzmiach, which in general means that now nature isn't going to be as generous as it once was. And Elisha's bringing that back to us by pouring out the Shemen and keep going. We have to understand that Kedusha and Klala are two contradictory concepts. Hekdesh Ein Sarich Baruch, it says in Bava Metzia 114a. Well, with Kedusha, there's always going to be a Gidl, there's going to be a Spashtus. Believe the Kilkul, without the Kilkul of Kotz V'dar Dar Tatzmiach Lach. Hekdesh doesn't need a Bracha, meaning Hekdesh is just automatically a blessing. And there's no Kilkul of Kotz V'dar Dar. And from that, even in Ruchnis, we have the school of Adam Mekadesh Atzmo Ma'at, Mekachim Oso Harbe, that you sanctify yourself a little bit, you're sanctified from above a lot. That's in Ruchnius. So this natural growth is embedded in the Midah of Kedusha. So here we have a tahalich, a process of Gidul Gar'in. We have a process of the growth of a nucleus. That's what happens in Kedusha. Ramchal writes that the meat of Kedusha is only acquired by Shtadlus B'Tchilasa, but in the end it's going to be Sofo Gmul, and he's relying himself on Chazal that a person is Mekadish himself below, they're Mekadish him from above. So that's the Mahalach of Matana and Schar Meyuchad. There, you're Mekadish yourself a little bit, you're Mekadish yourself down here, so they're Mekadish you from above. So what's that? That is a gift. That's a schar. That's a reward of Hashem. That's one mahalach. There's another clause that says that a person's mekadish himself a little bit, they're mekadish him a lot. Hashem is mekadish you a lot. And that's the talich of bracha. That's the process of blessing, what we find by Elisha. That when you have a little bit, so kedusha grows automatically. That's the nature of kedusha. It's misbarech, it's blessed. Blessing means it flows like a brecha. Brecha, Hashem brecha, is a flowing stream. So those are the two different mahalchim. One, the two tracks. One is that you're mekadish yourself below, they're mekadish you from above. That's the schar, that's the Ramchal is talking about. And then there's the natural talich of bracha, that you're mekadish yourself a little bit, and that's going to spread out, you're going to become very holy. That's the talich, that's the process of bracha. Adam Makadish Atman Lamadam Makadish Salamala is a mahalach of Matana and Schar. According to this, we can understand that the mail of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Zavas, Chalav, Udvash, is not b'ikara mitzad metziut ha-chalav ve'advash, ela shemoraya al tchuna shel zvat. What's a zvat? Flows. It's not the ikar that there's milk and honey, but that it's flowing with milk and honey. And here we get back to the Ramban about the Shulchan, that it says that the Shulchan is a siman of Malchus, of Osher and Gedula liYisrael. That's what he says there at the beginning. From this Shulchan comes Ashiras to the Jewish people. Because if you just remove the Kotz V'Dardar, if you remove the curse of the thorn and the thistles, then automatically the Shorish Hadavar is going to be Chal, and there's going to be Bracha coming from that. Because like we said before, Kedusha and Klala are Tarti D'Sasri. Klala stops it and Kedusha spreads. So here you have this Shulchan, so the nature is going to be that it's going to bring Ashiras to Klal Yisrael, to the world, without the Kotz V'Dardar. Kashir Yesham Shorish Davar Tachul Alav Bracha V'Tosif Bo, the Ramban writes. When you have the Shorish Davar, there's going to be Bracha, and then it's going to be added. So this Zer HaZav, this crown of gold, is a sign of wealth. And this Simen is the root of the spreading out of wealth to the Jewish people. And it would appear from the Ramban that the Indian of the Mishkan is included in restoring the world to the Tov, the original Tov mode. So Zer Zahav B'Mishkan is like the Asuch Shemen of Elisha, that there's this natural growth, that the Brachas Chal on what already exists, and it grows, and we see that that's the way it works by Kedusha, and that's the way it works by the Shulchan, and that's Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, that it's flowing with milk and honey. According to this, we understand that Zavas Chalav Udvash means that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is going to be Mashpia, that on the Chalav and Dvash there is going to be a ribui, there is going to be an expansion, there is going to be a growth of the milk and honey. The emphasis here is on the Koach of Bracha, on the Tov Me'od, through which there is going to be Tosefes Bracha. And in this way, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is similar to the Kedusha of the Shulchan and the Mishkan, to the Zer Zav, that you have the root of the Metzias. You have the milk and honey, that you start with the little bit of milk and honey, and then the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael makes it expand and grow exponentially. When we talk about Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, there are two aspects. There's Kiddush Eretz Yisrael Adei Yehoshua or Ezra, and then there's Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Biyadeinu Miavoseinu. And that's the famous Kasha: how could it be that Goyim are mitame Eretz Yisrael with their idols, with their ashrayim, that they bow down to these trees? Ein Adamoser Davar Sheino Shalom, Maseches Avodah Zarah 53b, it's not theirs. And these are two separate aspects. There's the fact that we were already given Eretz Yisrael to our, in the time of the Avos, and then there's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael when it was captured by Joshua, and when we entered in the time of Ezra. And even according to those deos, that Kedusha Rishon or Shnei is batel, but the Muchzekes Me'avoseinu is still there. Ve'eni nifgat klal uklal, v'kiddush el Yehoshua ve'Ezra, einam ela ma'aseh kiddush l'chiyuvei mitzvot. And the kiddush of Yehoshua and Ezra are acts of kiddush for chiyuvei mitzvot. But the Muchzekes Me'avoseinu is eternal. Whether or not there's a chiyuv mitzvah min haTorah is there. We've been giving shiurim. Chiyuv shmita min haTorah is chiyuv trumas ma'isrus v'zman hazeh min haTorah. That's going to be talui in kibush, is kiddush shana kitcha l'shaita, lo kitcha, etc. But when it comes to Muchzekes Me'avoseinu, that never goes away no matter what. So Eretz Yisrael is mesugal for dvash, for ribui. And there's no mania, there's no problem of kotz v'dardar, on condition that you have the shoresh adavar. You have to have the root. Arei muvan lanu shetol zavat chalav udvash lo yechol haya lehizacher leavot. V'pnei sheshaychutam le'eretz Yisrael u'pulatam u'binyan dargat muchzeket. Aval kiddush haaretz lo haya ad Yehoshua. והוא היסוד בהבנת הערת הרמב"ן שלא נזכר זבת חלב ודבש לאבות אלא לשישים ריבו. Now we can understand why Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash is only the Avos, was not told to the Avos, and only to the 600,000. Eretz Yisrael is a Mesugel for Dvash, for Zvas, for Ribui, for expansion. There's no Kotz V'Dardar. As long as we have Shorosh HaDavar, everything is going to grow. So this Madrega is only relates later, not to the Muchzakus of the Avos. And that's the Yisod in understanding the Ramban, that we don't find Zavas Chalav Udvash that was said to the Avos, just to the Shishim Ribo. And that's because these Shishim Ribo are by Eretz Yisrael. And even though it says Zavas Chalav Udvash to the door that's leaving Egypt, but Lechatchila, it should be that Ador HaYotze Yeh Oto Dor Shenichnas. Really, the door that left is supposed to be the same door that comes into Eretz Yisrael. The door that left Egypt was supposed to come into Israel. And only after the Kilkul, it was split up into two doors. But nevertheless, the Eretz Yisrael was given to Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the Mispar of Shishim Ribo remained. Right, so you have Shishim Ribo when they left and Shishim Ribo when they came in. But the idea is, originally it was supposed to be one generation. They sinned, Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim, and then boom, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael anymore. But it's the same as it's Shishim Ribo. And these Shishim Ribo get the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. And why is it called Zavas Chalav Udvash? Because Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, the sanctification of Eretz Yisrael, was only done in the time of Yehoshua. That's the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, or connected to the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, a Hemshech of the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. So sanctity, Kiddusha, brings about the Zvas, the flowing, the exponential growth of an already existing reality. In the time of the Avos, they were given Eretz Yisrael b'Toras Muchzakus, that it belongs to you. That's great. But there's no Kiddush. They didn't do a Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Only the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Dor of Yehoshua, did a Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, it makes sense that only the Dor of the Kiddush of the sanctification we're going to have Zavas, because that's what Kiddusha does. Kiddush, this sanctification, creates this bracha that the already existing reality is going to flow. And therefore the Ramban says it only applies to the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim and not the Avos, because the Avos didn't do a Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Only the Kiddush creates the Zavas, the flowing. Now, the Ramchal and the Mesilas Yesharim presents the Sulam Avoda for a Yachid. Aval ein beprat el ma shebichlal. You only have in the individual what you have in the community. So, what a Yachid has in his Avoda also has to be found in Klalius Knesset Yisrael. Because every Yachid is only part of Klalius Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, we have to find an expression of Mekadesh Atzmo Ma'at, Mekadshen Oso Harbe, on the Majiregos of Kedushas HaTorah, Shemakbilim, that are parallel to the Tzuras Klolius Yisrael, just like we find it in the individual, that when you're Mekadesh yourself a little bit, you get a lot of Kedusha. So too, we have to find it in Klolius Knesset Yisrael. So we find in Chazal, about a number of things. We have the mile of Ke'ilu Kiblu Mehar Sinai. It's as if you're a Makabel from Har Sinai, like somebody who's Malamed has been a Ben Benot Torah. It says Ke'ilu Kiblu Mehar Sinai. So what's this Milah? It's as if you accepted it from Har Sinai. But all the Torah that we learn, we are Makabel from Har Sinai. So why are you having specific things? Ki'ilu kibla me Har Sinai. The explanation is as follows. On the Dor Makabli Torah, it says, Atem re'isim ki min ha-shamayim dibarati imachem. That's in Shmos, chapter 20, verse 19. You saw that I spoke to you from Shemayim. Vilu dorot achrehem nikrim dorot ha-misorah. The later generations, that's the Doros of Misorah. They have a Misorah, what the Rishonim, the earlier generations, saw themselves. Ubevadai shebekochot nefesh ha-adam. In the kochos of a person, there's a big difference between Kabbalah b'misoros and Riyah Atzmis. So that's the Milo Kilo Kiblu Mihar Sinai. That if you're in the generation of misoros, of tradition, you are going to be zoche if you do one of those things for which the reward is that it's as if you're a Makabal Torah from Har Sinai. You are going to be zoche in the special schus as if you accepted the Torah yourself, Kedor HaRoim. You're going to have that same clarity of a Atem Re'isim. That's the bracha, that's a special skula. That's not Darchei Ateva. So it's kedai to be Malamid Ben Beno Torah and do other things, Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, because that's going to give you the Maila of being able to see Mehar Sinai, that's what Chazal mean, as if you were there yourself and not just received it as a tradition. So now we are Mitzare if we put together these two clauses of Kedusha together. Mitzad Echad, on one hand, you have the Bechinas HaBrach Hashem HaKadish Atzmo Me'at, that if you sanctify yourself a little bit, you receive a lot of Kedusha. That if you invest all of your kochos in toiling in Torah, you are going to merit a growth of those kochos. B'yeser tokefu b'hirus. You invest a little bit, you sanctify yourself a little bit, you invest some effort, and then you're going to get more Kedusha. And that's going to be the gidul, the tzmicha, the bracha, that is the hallmark of Kedusha. That Kedusha grows, it expands. Your makdish part of the animal, right? Everyone knows the sugin Kedusha Nadav Zayin, hispash the sakedusha. So mitzat sheni, you're also going to be zoche to the bechina of tchilas avoda v'sofa gmula matana. You did your hard work, and then God's going to give you a gift. Because there's no room for hishtadlus and avoda by a ben dor misores that he's going to get to the state of atem reisem. You were there. How are you going to get there? You can only get there with derech matana. And that's mekadesh atzmo lamata mekadshen oso melamala. That's going to be given to you as a gift that you're able to be in the madrega of the dor of atem reisem. So the Kedusha of Torah is effective insofar as that if you just remove the Kotz V'Dardar, and in the world of Kedusha there is no Kotz V'Dardar, this thorn and thistle, this curse, the moment this curse is removed, automatically, naturally, the powers of growth are going to be activated. And with the koach of Kedushas HaTorah, those people in the generations of tradition, where we only know that we receive the Torah from tradition, are going to reach a madrega of Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, of the Dor HaRoim. So that's what happens. You do a little bit of Kedusha, you invest a little bit, you get a lot. You work a little bit. Chilas avoda. So then sofo gemul. You're going to get a gift. What's that gift? The gift is you're like the Dor HaRoim. You invest a little bit of energy, then mekachin osilim harbe. That's the koach habracha. What's going to grow? You're going to go from a state of just being the Dor HaMisores to being the Dor HaRoim. So that's the tzeruf of these two piskaot, of these two clauses. So we are still not at the end of our journey. We've already learned incredible ideas. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will go on the second leg of this particular journey, and we will see continual niflaos mitzvah Hashem, mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.